Belief, Faith, and Practice. And this talk is really about getting caught up in ideas and words and recognizing that fact and seeing how that recognition can lead to faith and understanding.
今天的题目，中文翻译成信仰。 It's a little too loud, yes. 信, yeah. Testing. Can you hear in the back?
Yours is louder than
yeah, like I think Harry's microphone should be louder than mine, so.
Hello? There.
Yeah. Hello, okay. No, can you hear me at all? There's no. It's on. Oh, I think that.
Hello? Okay, mine's working. Okay.
Testing. 后面听到吗? 谢谢。 大家早，今天的题目就翻译成信仰、信念跟修行。刚刚才发现是这样子翻译的，那或许发现这个翻译是有点倒过来了，可是没关系，我们现在就是先这样讲。那今天的题目呢，我是希望探讨一下，我们常常呢会在那个一些念头里面 念头啊，文字里面在打转，但可是当我们发现我们是在这样子的情形之下，或许我们可以慢慢的可以反省，然后来看到我们怎么样可以用这些念头跟文字来让我们升起那个正念，还有信心。
Okay, these topics, which I've described as belief, faith, and practice, came up because of a discussion that I had with a friend of mine. He is a rationalist and an empiricist. He will only believe in something that he can see and know personally. To accept the reality of something, it must be consistent, objectively observable, and if it is a process, it must be repeatable. Anything beyond birth and death is simply a fairy tale, a conjecture by superstitious people. Additionally, he believes that one day, science will know everything there is to know, so there will be no sickness, depression, or strife. The answers will be in a database somewhere. If there is enlightenment, it will simply be a matter of pressing a button or taking a pill.
那这个题目，今天我讲这个题目呢，我讲说我在那个题目里面讲的是信仰、信念跟修行呢。 这个题目怎么会想到要讲这个题目呢？ 那是因为有一次我跟我一个朋友，他是一个实证主义者，还有那他那个就是理查有一个理性主义者，那他只相信呢，他只会相信自己可以看到的东西，所以对他来讲，什么是真的呢？就是 可以用实证可以看到的实现可以用实现来可以看到的测试到的东西呢，才是还才是呢是真实的。那不能够实证的可以实现到的呢，就对他来讲，好像什么生死轮回啊，这些都是对他来讲呢是不是真的。 就是迷信啊，对他来讲，相信这些东西。还有呢，他相信呢，科学呢会有一天可以就是继续研究之后，什么东西都可以真正的了解到。到一天呢，可以用科学了来完全解决所有人类痛苦的问题，好像那个疾病啊，情绪方面的问题啊，都是因为 科学的进部呢，可以对我们都有这些知识，然后我们就可以用这些知识来解决这些问题。如果是真正有开悟这个事情呢，也是好像就是按个钮就可以发生的了。
I'm not sure how science will prevent accidents or death and how everyone will assimilate all of this material, but he firmly believes that this is the case. I don't know that I actually am trying to convert him, but he seems to be interested in Buddhism, or at least Buddhist philosophy, to some degree. So I've spoken about some basic Buddhist concepts to him, dependent origination, even suffering. However, when I mention something like the Four Noble Truths, or the Eightfold Path, he practically puts his hands over his ears. Religious dogma, he exclaims. They are no better than the Ten Commandments.
那我听到这样子呢，我不是太清楚究竟那个科学啊怎么样可以对我帮助人类防止那个意外的发生啊，怎么防止这死亡啊，还有呢，谁会把这些所有的知识都放在一块，然后帮我可是他是很相信这个科学是可以这样子解决我们的问题的，对我来讲呢，我跟他讲谈天的时候，我不知道，我想我不是真的是要让他变成一个佛教徒哈，可是呢，他好像对佛法蛮有兴趣的，最少他是对佛教的那个哲学蛮有兴趣的，所以当我跟他谈的时候，我就会跟他提起一些佛法里面的观念好像那个。因缘观呢、还有这个苦的观念呢、可是当我讲到那个四圣谛的时候，四圣谛八正道的时候呢，他都是把他的手那个掩在那个耳朵上面，都说他不要听这个，对他来讲呢，讲那个四圣谛啊这些，对他来讲就是好像是宗教里面的一些很宗教里面呢很所谓的真理啊，宗教里面所讲的真理，对他来讲呢，这是跟天主教基督教里面天主教里面就讲的十什么十戒是没有分别的。
And when in passing karma comes up, and because of that rebirth in various realms of existence, he looks at me like I'm a witch doctor.Do you really believe that stuff? He asks.
然后呢，当我们提到这个因果哈，这个业力这个观念讲到出来，就会讲因为那个因果啊，业力啊，是因为那个生死轮回啊这样子的原因的时候呢，他看着我觉得好像我是不是什么那个什么奇怪的东西。说你不是真的是相信这样的东西吧。
So this led me into an inquiry of what do I really believe and what do I have faith in? How do faith and belief differ? Or are they really the same things? And what is it that I really practice and what do I think I'm doing and what may I really be doing?
那他这一次我跟他这位朋友谈话的时候之后呢，这让我反思一件事情，就是究竟我所相信的跟我相信的东西，还有我真正是有信心的东西，有信念的东西是不是一样的呢，还是他们是不一样的呢？还有呢如果根据这些我相信的东西，我有信心的东西的里面根据他们来修行的话我事实上究竟是我以为自己在做什么东西，还有我真正的是在做什么东西呢？
So first I'd like to distinguish between belief and faith so we know what we're talking about. Of course there are a number of definitions and nuances, but for my purposesI take belief to be an idea held to be true. It is more cognitive, more about thinking. Whereas faith may be, has the sense of commitment, establishment, expectation. Faith has more of a sense of action.
那或许我先那个把这两个观念解释一下他们有什么分别哦。那这个就是题目里面说翻译成的叫那个信仰跟信念，其实那个这个翻译是有点问题。那这样子，我现在用那个英文这两个字解释一下。那个翻译成信仰这个字，那个 belief 呢它的意思呢是对我来讲就是我们说 belief 相信什么东西呢？是那个在那个念过观念念头上面的一个事，其实跟我们的思想思考有关系的。我们思考方面认知方面相信一些东西。那 faith 就是通常会有听到师父讲，会我们叫信心对什么事情有个信心对我来讲的意思就是我们是有个很深的 有很深的认知，还有对这个不只是那个相信的事情，是希望是把我们的生命可以放到里面的所以就是这个 faith 这个字呢，这个是比较形容那个我们的行动方面的，不只是那个思考方面的。
So faith and belief, they're often used interchangeably, but regard them in these two sentences. I believe in Santa Claus, and I have faith in Santa Claus. So only Santa's elves have faith in Santa Claus. It's not quite an appropriate word for it.
那这个我们可以可以想思考一下这两个字的那个分别，尤其是如果听那个英文字的用法呢，就会比较清楚了。那在英文里面呢，会说我相信有圣诞老人，我相信有圣诞老人这个这样东西哈。还有呢，这个就是 believe， 就是这个思考方面的哈。然后用第二个字呢，我对这个我对那个圣诞老人有信仰，我信仰这个圣诞老人，我对那个圣诞老人有信心哈。我们这样子听呢，就知道两个有什么分别了。那个第二个哈，对圣诞老人信仰，对圣诞老人很有信心哈，这个就是跟相信有圣诞老人是两回事嘛。只是那个圣诞老人那些小帮手啊，才会对他有信仰的哈，普通人不会对他有信仰的。
Okay, note also that Buddha too was an empiricist. He taught what he found in direct experience.Of course, what he did was to transcend ordinary views, perceptions, and ideas, and to look at the actual heart of experience itself, and draw his conclusions from there, and perceive reality as it really is.
那我们也要呢记得呢，释迦牟尼佛自己呢也是一个实证主义者，他对他来讲呢，他教的都是他佛陀教的。都是根据他能够经验的所以当然他讲的就是要他教的就是要我们呢超越普通的知见，普通的人的知见普通人可以可以感受到的，可以那个那些念头，然后呢去看看我们的经验里面的世界的真正的性质究竟是什么，然后呢让我们可以知道事实究竟是怎么样的一回事。
The Buddha did not get caught up in ideas or speculation. He addressed only what he called the determinate, that which was knowable and solvable.His sole interest was in teaching sentient beings how to recognize exactly how they have been functioning, and how anything that came of illusion and attachment to the illusory sense of self, the grasping self, he showed how this can be put down and full liberation from suffering can be achieved.
所以对佛陀来讲呢，这是什么怎么念头啊什么猜测的东西呢他觉得都是不重要的。对于佛陀来讲呢主要的我们要主要的学习的修行的重点呢，就是看什么东西我们是可以知道的，可以理解到的，还有我们什么可以解决的，可以解决的。那他的所以呢佛陀主要叫众生呢，就是怎么样去真正的认识我们个究竟是怎么我们的生活生存究竟是一回什么的事情，然后我们究竟是怎么样我在我们的日常生活里面怎么样有对自我的执着啊，有自我的这些不真之见啊，让我们呢生成那个痛苦啊，那我们怎么样去可以解决这个问题，就是怎么样可以放下自我的执着，就可以那个从 痛苦里面解脱出来。
So in this talk, I'm really just asking you to reflect about what is in your own minds.
所以呢，对我来讲呢，这个今天我讲的这个题目呢，也是希望重点呢，就是让我们可以有这个机会来反省反思一下我们心里面究竟是想什么的。
So it is important to be clear on what we actually experience and clear on ideas we have. After all, we live in the everyday, ordinary world.We have to speak and relate to a variety of people, and probably most of them don't hold Buddhist views.
那因为其实我们都是生活在那个日常的生活世界里面，平常的生活是世界里面所以呢，我们呢是很重要的，是需要对我们究竟我们体验的是什么东西，还有我们所想的我们的心里面的念头是什么东西有一个很清楚的了解。
In clarifying these differences, I'll be referring to two of Sherfu's books, Faith and Mind, and Orthodox Chinese Buddhism. The first, Faith and Mind, uses the third patriarch Sun Tzu's poem of the same name, Faith and Mind,and this book is 100% about practice, faith, and correct view. Orthodox Chinese Buddhism certainly refers to practice, but it is a compilation of Buddhist history and understanding.
那在讨论这个题目的时候呢，我主要是用师父的两本书，一本呢就是中文有翻译成了信心敏。信心敏这一本书呢，就是三祖圣灿讲那个信心敏的那个师父对三祖圣灿的信心敏这首诗的那个讲义。然后呢第二本书就是正信的佛教，大家都知道的中文的正信的佛教。那信心敏这一本书呢完全都是讲修行。还有呢，修行里面信心又有信心的重要性，还有正见怎么升起正见，正信的佛教呢，就讲很多也有提到很多佛教的历史，还有佛教对佛教里面的观念的理解。
One book warns about getting caught up in ideas. The other.Is a treasure trove of ideas, terms, views, and concepts about Buddhism, and speaks very little about actual practice.
那这两本书呢，蛮不一样的。那第一本呢，信心敏呢，就是一直要提醒大家不要在那个念头里面打转，这个是一个很大的危险的。而第二本书讲那个真心的佛教呢，就是整本书有很多很有用的观念呢，对佛教里面的观念呢，那个的解释可是就不很少讲到那个修行，实际的修行。
Is there a contradiction here? No.Everything in Chinese Orthodox Buddhism comes out of practice, the practice inspired by faith, determination, effort, precepts, and wisdom. All Chan practice throughout history informs this book.
那或许会问，这两本书不是就是就是好像相反的吗？好像就是它因为两个都那个都不重点这么不一样。那我的想法就是不是他们是不是说相反的，因为那个在那个正信的佛教里面所讲的一些对不同的观念的解释齁，都是从实际的修行里面，都是根据实际的修行里面所生出来的。实际的修行就是怎么升起信心啊我们怎么样去精进的修行了，怎么持戒了从怎么在修行里面修行那个慧了智慧了 这些都是都是历史以来里面的禅修的方法经验。
Note that Sherpa's book Chinese Orthodox Buddhism is not a catechism. It's not a set of mechanically correct answers. It's not an imperative of what you should or should not believe, as you might find in an Abrahamic religion. Remember, Chan and Buddhism have precepts, guidelines that one follows on one's own accord, not commandments that derive from a purportedly divine source. There is ultimately no wisdom or any attainment, as the Heart Sutra states, but we have to acknowledge that it is something of a long road to get to that point.
我们在看《正信的佛教》这本书呢，要很重要的记得呢，《正信的佛教》这本书里面所讲的我们不要把它理解成好像一本有很多什么是正确的答案的书，就好像把它看成这，不然如果用这一种的态度来看呢，我就会把这一些材料把它看成好像天主教里面的十诫这样子，一定是这样子的，一定是永远是一定是这样子的。我们要记得呢，佛法里面的教导就好像比较我们比较熟悉的就是那个持戒哈，戒律是对我们日常，是给我们日常生活里面让我们是好像让我们给我们指导应该怎么样在过一个修行的生活，而不是说一定是怎么样，这个是永远一定是这样子的真理，要这样子认知这些材料。因为我们要记得好像心经里面讲到最后呢是无智也无得不是有什么永恒不变的可以得的真理的。
So in this book, Sherpa explains the fundamental components of Chan, either for practicing Buddhists or for people curious about Buddhism. If you think that you can be a Buddhist and not take refuge in the three jewels, or if you think that the Buddha is a god, or if you think that you will simply become a ghost after you die, then there are many correctives in this book.
What's the 可是呢，这本书有很有用的，因为呢，如果你希望成为一个佛教徒哈，可是想，我是不是可以成为一个佛教徒？可是不皈依三宝啦，我是不是我死了就会一定会变成鬼啦？有这些的想法、这些观念的话呢，《正信的佛教》这本书呢，就有很多蛮有用的那个知性，就是让我们理解究竟是怎么样的一回事，怎么去有一个正确的理解。
So in the one book, we're, just to sum up, we're dealing with faith, in the other with understanding, or another way of describing it, action versus reflection.
那我刚才讲的两本书蛮不一样的，一本书呢《信心品》就是主要是讲修行，那另外一本书呢《正信的佛教》主要是讲那个观念正确的观念的了解。那或许我们也可以了解呢，就是这两本书就讲两方面的，都是很重要的。一方面就是
one is action.
那个一方面就是那个行动，另外一个就是主要是讲我们的反思反省。
So why do I stress faith? I am at pains to show that I am not talking about some blind belief or idea that the Buddha will be very cross with you if you don't believe in him. In the Kalama Sutra, the Buddha made clear that you are not to rely on hearsay, religious authority, or the admonitions of a teacher, only on self-verified experience that accords with a helpful and compassionate life. That is where true faith lies. Of course, there are many teachers and friends that help us on this path. Even though it is a self journey, it is not a lonely journey.
那我希望呢，再要讲清楚一下，当我用这个 faith 这个有些时候我有人把它讲成那个信仰啊，这个字呢，我不是讲那个我的这个字对我来讲的意思，不是说我们是需要说我们如果就是不相信什么佛陀讲的东西啊，佛就会很生气，对我们很生气，不是所以这个 faith 这个信仰这个或者信心这个字啊的意思不是这样子的。其实呢，我们可以看到，就这个有这经典叫《卡拉玛苏特拉》呢，里面呢有讲到呢，佛陀跟在这个村子里面呢，一些居民呢有跟他们讲到呢，他们呢不是要相信其他人告诉他们，他们听到的是真的东西。他们不是要听，因为一些是一个很重要的老师叫他们的，所以他们就因为这样子就相信了。那个信心呢，不是这样子一回事。信心是怎么样建立的呢？而是从自己的修行里面，在自己修行经验里面发现了，哎，事实就是这样子，那这样子就建立这个信心了。信心这个 faith。
So in that spirit, I will simply be talking about faith as a total commitment to finding out who we are. Because otherwise, we will continue to not so merrily dance our way on the merry-go-round of samsara and continue to suffer.
那所以呢，我希望把用 faith 这个信心这个字呢，解释为呢，而不是说要去相信其他人叫的什么东西，而是呢，这个行动就是我们用我们的生命，这个 faith 这个信心的这个字呢的意思，就是用我们的生命，用我们全部的生命去真正的了解我们的信，我们的心究竟是什么的一回事，究竟是做什么，这个才是真正的信心。
And when I speak about faith, it is something that combines heart and intellect. As it says in Faith and Mind, if the eyes do not close in sleep, right, and sleep in this case means ordinary sentient life, when we think we're awake, right? So if the eyes do not close in sleep, all dreams will cease of themselves.
所以呢，当我在讲这个 faith 这个观念，这个信心这个字哈，第一是呢，我要是把我们那个心，还有那个字那个思考方面呢，把他们是放在一块的，是融汇在一块的。那好像那个信心名里面有这样一句哈，大概翻译一下，就是说，当我们睡觉的时候，眼睛不闭上来，这意思是说，这个眼，因为我们不再过，好像那个普通的众生这样子的，在生死里面轮回的这样子生活放，那我们的那这些所有的梦呢，自然就会停止了。
Yang Ming Yen Shou, who is considered the third patriarch of Pure Land in China, said, faith without understanding enhances ignorance, and understanding without faith enhances distortion of view. Only when faith and understanding are combined can one enter into enlightenment.
那好像那个正土、净土，中国净土中的三祖永明延寿有讲到，那个有知见，可是没有这个信仰的话呢，只有信仰而没有那个知见的话呢，会让人呢越来越只会造成越来越多的。无明会造成更多的无明，然后呢，那个只有知见而没有 信没有信仰没有信心的话呢，只会造成更多的不正的之见。那只有要有真有那个知见知见还有那个信心呢同时都有的话呢，才会可以有机会可以解脱那个开悟的。
And now actually this is where we come to the crux of my talk. This is the question of how do you know the difference between knowing a teaching and living by a teaching? And that's really the main thrust of my talk. And I'm going to give a personal story, which I find a little bit embarrassing, but it's important for me to enunciate this, and that's what I'll be talking about.
那我觉得这个我今天的演讲最那个最重要的重点就是我们要搞清楚我们认为自己知道的什么自见所了解对佛法所了解的什么东西是不是跟我们实际在做是一样的呢？还是有距离的这个是我今天的演讲里面最重要的一点是我们对佛法里面的所有了解的那个之间是不是我们行为行动里面也是这样子的做出来的呢？那我希望是用我这个一个个人的例子来解释一下这个例子其实蛮难为情的，所以可是呢，我觉得蛮重要，可以用来这样解释一下。
So this happened perhaps 2 years ago, although I sort of wish it was even further in the past. I was at home reading a book of Buddhist scriptures. It's a book by Donald Lopez, and there are many stories, kind of Jataka tales in it. And I was reading one in particular that's from the Divyavadana, which is a collection of Sanskrit stories. It tells the story of a divine king, a great king, Chandraprabha, who ruled an enormous and happy kingdom in Jamudvipa, where we live, the great cosmic continent where we live, according to Buddhist cosmology. Okay. This great king was an earlier incarnation of Shakyamuni. This was the person in this life who was to become our Buddha, right? So it is a tale of sacrifice, and this one is a particularly remarkable tale because it seems to have a really abrupt reversal of fortune. Okay,
you go. 这个故事呢就是大概两年前发生的，我想起来我希望就是比较很久以前哈，因为两年前才发生这个事情就是很难为情哈。那个就是有这一天我在家里在看一些经书，这个经书呢就这本今天讲这本看这本经书就是有关佛陀释迦牟尼佛前很多之前的一生的故事。那我刚刚看这个故事呢，就是有关释迦牟尼佛有其中有一世是一个很伟大的国王。那这个伟大的国王呢，在这个国家里面呢，都是很富裕这个人民都是很快乐。那这个故事呢，主要都是讲主要的讲的就是要怎么样那个愿意自我牺牲呢？是一个很重要的很重要的那个修行。那可这个国家呢一直很富裕很繁荣，可是呢就是有一次他那个有一些不那个这个国家的命运突然改变了。
This is a story of a kingdom where everybody is filled with joy. There's no sickness or discord.Music and beautiful perfumes fill the air. Everyone is wealthy because of the immense generosity of the king, who is wise and good. Now, like many people who read stories like this, I imagine myself as the king, right? I think would be a great career move for me, you know, becoming a divine king. And in this kingdom, this is, you know, in another time, another place, people live on average 44,000 years. And think of all the cappuccinos I could drink in that time.
那这个国家呢，是一个很好的国度，这个地方呢，只有喜悦，所有的人呢，是没有疾病的。 他们也都是很合得来的，没有那个任何的冲突的。那这个地方到处都是音乐啊，所有东西都非常的美丽，还有都是很多的很香的味道的，在这个地方里面。那还有每个人呢，都是非常的富裕的，因为这个国王呢。 都是非常的慷慨的，还有就是这个国王也是非常非常好、非常有智慧的。那想呢，想想想象一下，当通常我们在看这样子的一个故事里面呢，自然会把自己放在这个故事里面。通常会怎么想象呢？我就好像我呢，我就想象我是这个这么伟大、这么有智慧这个国王呢，因为我觉得
But wouldn't you know it, there is a glitch in this paradise. There's a fly in the ointment. An evil Brahmin named Rudraksha decides to come into the capital city of Bhadrasila, and for no other reason than the fact that he can exploit the generosity of this great king, he asks for the king's head.
那可是这个故事里面呢，就是有每个故事都有一个坏人嘛。那个这故事里面呢，就有这个坏人，就来到这个国家里面的主要的城市里面呢。其实不光上面有原因的，就是呢，因为他知道这个国王是非常慷慨，非常愿意那个付出，所以呢，他就是要问国王拿他的头脑。
The king is delighted. He sees this opportunity as a step towards his final awakening, and despite the desperate attempts of his ministers to save him and the lamentations of his people, he complies. There is so much love for the king that at the last minute the Brahmin says, "I cannot cut off the Lord's head." Chandraprabha, helpful to the last, cuts off his own head and hands it to the Brahmin and dies.
那这个国王听到有这样的要求的，非常的高兴，因为这个国王觉得这个是大好的机会，我终于可以有这个机会把我的生命奉献出来，这样子呢，对他来讲就是可以让他呢，走向那个开悟的这个最后这条路哈，最后一步。 那可是当然，因为他的国民啊，还有他的官员呢，都很爱戴他们，都是不同意他这样子做。可是呢，这个国王呢，就是答应了，说把他的头脑给这个人。可是这个人到最后要把他的头脑砍下来的时候呢，就发现呢，我怎么可以做这件事情呢？他就不愿意，他最后呢就不做了，就不愿意把这个国王的头脑砍下来。那个国王呢？ 可是，就是还是最后还是非常的愿意牺牲，他就自己把自己的头脑砍下来，奉献给这一个人。
So remember, I'm still imagining myself as the king, and I think to myself, cut off your own head, sharp knife, chomp, and piece of cake. I mean, what's the big deal? As an enlightened king, he knows that all possessions, even his body, are illusions. Firmly fixed in non-duality, there can be no separation of head and body because the distinction does not really exist. And there's also a lesson in grasping and attachment that this tale warns against. Even the most perfect of worldly venues is conditioned and subject to decay.
那大家要记得，我在看这个故事的时候，我在想象我是这个很伟大、很愿意牺牲 很有智慧的国王哈。那我当我看到这个故事，看到这一点的时候呢，我就在想，啊、哦，我把这个我自己的头脑砍下来，用个很利的、很锋利的刀子，把我自己的头脑砍下来，然后奉献给其这个人。我在想，没有问题啦，当然没有问题啦。然后当然，因为都是所有的东西。都是好像这个很已经很开很会很有开悟的国王啊，都知道他自己的所拥有的东西，他的财富啊，他的生命啊，他的身体啊，都不是真的嘛。那所以都是所有的东西都不是自己不是永恒的存在的。那个头脑的身体分开不分开都是其实都是一样的。那这个所以我很想，哎，所以没有问题啦，这个都是不执着嘛。
So if I had picked up this story when I first started studying Buddhism, I would have been horrified, this guy needlessly sacrificing his head like this. But now that I've been studying Dharma for many years, I really took it in stride. I was really, really proud of myself for not balking at the king's seemingly bizarre act. I thought, well, I've been studying the Dharma for so long. Look how it's paying off. I'm really starting to master these teachings.
那我也想呢，如果我是刚刚学佛的时候看到这个故事呢，我就会想，哎呀，这个国王是不是神经病啦？会把自己的头脑奉给别人，把他可以好好的当一个国王，对这么多人有用。那我会这样想，可是那我现在已经学佛，在想，哎，因为我学佛这么多年之后呢，在看这个故事的时候，可以看到，哎，这个国王这样子愿意牺牲自己，就是这个好修行哈、哦，这个好修行的表现啊、不会对自己的身体啊、自己的生命啊这么执着，我就觉得哎，蛮自满的，我觉得哎。我这个这么学佛这么多年，好像真的有一些结果哎，真的有这些成果哎，对这些这样子的佛法里面的故事，可以有一个好像比较深的那个了解，我就觉得蛮高兴的对自己。
So I put the book down and I went into the kitchen in my apartment. I took a candy bar out of the pantry, unwrapped it, and I was about to eat it. At that moment.My son came into the kitchen and wanted a piece of the candy bar. Now, I hope you will understand the gravity and the seriousness of this situation, right? My candy bar, which I was about to enjoy by myself. I couldn't believe it. Somewhat miffed, I split the candy bar in two, and as it happened, as cruel fate would have it, the larger piece...of the candy bar was in the hand that I was about to hand to my son. I mean, it just wasn't fair. I was enjoying it, and he gets the bigger piece. Talk about injustice. So giving rise to my bodhicitta, my bodhi mind, my compassion, and my vows, I nobly handed him the piece of the candy bar and watched him leave the kitchen and watched waves of resentment course through my mind.
那大家，那我想，我用这个，想象自己这个是这么伟大、这么愿意牺牲的这个国王的时候呢，那我走进我自己家里的厨房，就拿一个拿一个棒棒糖啊，不 ，no
candy bar is what？candy
bar 中文是什么？哦，是一片糖，拿一片糖来吃哈。那美国这边糖很大块的啊，那个一片糖来吃，那我本来打算是这片糖是拿给我自己一个人吃的，那我把这个片糖那个糖果那个纸王面的纸打开的时候呢，那个时候呢，我儿子就走进来，看到我要吃这个糖果的时候呢，就希望我给他一点这块糖果的其中一点给他吃，那我在想。大家要搞清楚，这个是我本来要自己一个人吃掉这一整块糖果哈、哦，在这一刻，我儿子进来要吃掉我这块糖果的其中的一部分，我要跟他分享这一块糖果，然后呢，我把他这个糖果分开两片，然后 我另外一只手拿下来这一片要拿给我儿子这一片呢是大的一半，然后这个大的一半呢又拿给我儿子，我就想这个怎么这么不公平啊，本来这个整个糖果是我自己要吃的，现在我要给他一半还要给他大的一半，这个这么哪世界上哪有这么不公平的事情。可是我就很努力的把我的菩提心升起来，就愿意把我这一半的糖果给我的儿子，然后同时间呢就把我就看着我自己心里面有多么的觉得不公平不平的这个情绪升起来。
In a calmer moment I thought to myself isn't this interesting? One moment I picture myself as a great king donating my head to a lunatic on a whim, and the next moment my own son asked me for a piece of candy which will probably make me fatter than I already am, and I act like I have to cut a piece of flesh out of my own body.
那之后我就反省一下这个事情哦，刚刚发生了什么事情？刚刚我才在想象我是这个伟大愿意牺牲很有智慧很一定很肯开悟的那个国王啊，愿意很无私的很快乐的很这样子把我自己的头脑砍下来奉献给这个坏人啊，这个完全没有道理的人，觉得这个没有问题的，我是绝对会很愿意来做这个事情的。然后下一刻我因为我要把我自己这块糖果的一部分给我的儿子，还有我已经够胖了，我不用再吃多吃糖果了哈。这个糖果的一部分要给我儿子，我就觉得好像要在我身上面割一块肉下来的这个心疼，这个究竟是发生什么事情啊？
So perhaps there's a disconnect. If I'm so well versed in Dharma, how come I acted that way?Now, of course, I could do many, many things with this realization. I could beat myself up about it. I could grow discouraged. I could simply try to push it out of my mind.
那他很明显，这两个事实是有一段距离哈。对我自己觉得我可以理解的什么佛法，还有我实际上可以做的什么行为是有距离的。那当发现有这样子的距离的时候，我当然可以有不同的反应了啊。一个反应就是就觉得哎呀，我真是没有用了，这个我修行好像都没有什么用的嘛。那会觉得然后就是就一直就怪自己哈，怪着自己会怎么样，会有这样子的行为啊。或许就是尽努力的忘记有这样的事情发生。
So Sherfu said that when you discover the extent of your problems and you feel that you are not making any progress, that's when you're really practicing. So in one sense, this incident didn't tell me anything I didn't know. It is a part of my particular condition as an ordinary sentient being and vividly illustrates my selfishness and my habitual tendencies.
那师父有跟我有教导过我们哈，当我们发现我们有什么我们的问题有多大多严重的时候呢，其实才是我们真正在修行的。就是当我们发现我们的问题有多大，我们没有我们的修行是怎么样没有进展的时候呢，才是我们才是真正的是在修行的。所以呢其实在这个事情啊这个经验里面呢也不是什么新的东西，我这个就是我自己个人有这样子的，作为一个普通的众生有这样子的特别的情况，我有我自己的一些习性。
So I can be arrogant, misguided and selfish. I recognize that from reading Faith and Mind that an enlightened being would not see any difference between the great altruism of the king in the story and my selfishness in trying to hoard a candy bar. But if I make an observation like that, am I trying to fool myself once again?
那当然可以看从这个故事里面看到，我自己可以看到我自己一个是有很自大啦，蛮自私的，有一些很蛮狂妄的一点哈。那可是，在看那个信心里面的讲的时候呢，会讲到那个开了悟的人呢，不会看就会不会觉得这个很伟大的国王的那些伟大的无私的做法，跟我这么很自私，一定要把整片糖果都归我自己来吃的这两种做法呢，对一个开了悟的人呢来看呢是没有分别的。可是，如果我是这样想的话，那是不是我是在骗我自己呢？
So then I thought back to my discussions with my friend, the empiricist and rationalist, who believes science, and certainly not religion, will save the world. As I listened to his arguments and views, I thought, this guy's nuts. It doesn't make any sense. Buddha Dharma is an infinitely better way to go. This feeling was implicit in everything I thought I was hearing from him and in everything I said.Much as I try to be equanimous.
那当我在反思这件事情的时候，我在又想起我跟我那个对科学非常非常相信科学的那位朋友，那位实证主义者的那位朋友，他非常相信呢，科学是可以成就这个世界的唯一的方法。那当我在听到他的解释他的看法的时候呢，我会想，哎，这个人他是神经病，他是这个疯子啊，怎么可能科学可以解决我们的问题呢？佛法才是真正可以解决我们的问题的东西啊。我在想佛法当然比科学好多了。那当我会看到在我听他讲的东西的时候，在我想所有的东西看所有的东西的时候，我都会有这样的想法，佛法都是最好的那个最好的方式。当然我是尽力可以，就是希望把不要那个分别心太重了。
So I am 100% convinced that Buddha Dharma is the correct view and the correct path.But Buddha Dharma may be 100% correct, but does that mean I am 100% correct in my understanding, in my assimilation, in my actions? So I started to see yet another disconnect between having a straightforward mind, that would be an enlightened mind that is not prejudiced for or against anything, and a mind that's filled with prejudice and views, certainly believing that I'm right.
所以呢，我是对佛法是有100% 的信心的。我相信佛法是正见，是最正确的一个道哈。可是佛法可能是完全的正确，可是这是不是代表我是完全正确呢？那所以我就希望那是不是我自己的对这个佛法的融汇在我自己的生命，在我的思考里面是让我可以完全的正确呢？这样子也是让我看到有另外一个可能有距离的事情事实。就是一方面是一个我们所讲的那个执心，就是讲一个已经开悟的人的心，那个执心，跟一个没有开悟的心是那个对活各类的事情啊、人啊、事啊，都是有不同的不止分别是心，还有就是歧视的心就有这样发现有这样子的距离。
So in trying to teach Buddha Dharma, the idea is to keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is an end to suffering. And I'm certainly interested in Buddha Dharma and would certainly like to lessen suffering, But I became aware of this an issue that many people can have in sort of pursuing more self-aggrandizement than an end to suffering.
那当我慢慢是有多一些时间在教佛法的时候呢，那我要常也是希望常常记得佛法最终的目的呢，就是要离苦得乐。那那我对佛法是很有信心，很有兴趣，那一直在那个学习修行佛法的。可是呢也发现可能这个其中一个目的也是有这个自我膨胀这一个这个元素在里面。
So this recognition is not extraordinary in itself, but it's rather interesting to see it more clearly. So what was I seeking then?What I am seeking is to get a clear understanding of what I really do believe or have faith in. What is it that is in the mind and that is really operative?
那当然呢这个也不是什么惊天动地的发现哈可是呢蛮有趣的，可以真正的是可以看到真正的清楚的看到究竟这个心里面呢对，尤其是对学习还有教佛法的那个动机是什么那我现在是寻找的是什么呢，就是希望可以有个很清楚很清楚能够很清楚的了解究竟我真正相信的是什么，究竟我有真正有信心的是什么，还有就是真正在我心里面我思想里面的事情究竟是什么一回事。
So I recognize that even saying that I'm 100% convinced of the correctness of Buddha Dharma might be a stretch. Remember that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are described as having realized the Four Noble Truths. We embark upon the path, but they have finished the journey and gone on to the other shore. They no longer follow that path.And even bodhisattvas in the last stages towards Buddhahood can still have some doubt, even though it's quite subtle.
那刚才我说我是完全相信那个佛法呢是真的，有可能这个是有点夸张的，因为如果真正是像这样子一回事呢，要想一下哈，我们要记得。佛陀跟菩萨呢他们是已经完成那个修行这个道路了，那他们已经圆满了这个修行四圣地的，而我们只是在学习在尝试这个在走这个修行四圣地这个道路上面那他们就算，然后我们也会听到呢，就算在菩萨修行的道路上面最后的阶段，他们也会有一些也会有一些也会有那个有也会升起那个有一些的怀疑，那如果是这样子的话这些怀疑可能是很维系的那我怎么可以说我是完全没有怀疑呢？
So how can we unbind the mind so we do not pick and choose as Tsung San advises and follow the great way?Well, one place is in starting to recognize how our minds work. What do we hold on to? And I thought of something that I heard when America landed a rocket on the moon and Neil Armstrong walked on the moon's surface. I was alive back then. The whole world knew about this event, right? One report that I heard at the time was about a tribal elder in a village in New Guinea.He was asked what he thought about the fact that a man walked on the moon. He fell on the ground laughing. Why? Look up, he said. Look up in the sky. The moon's too small. Nobody could walk on it. It's the size of a quarter. Right? And that's true from one perspective.
那我也探讨，我们可以现在探讨一下，我们怎么样可以让我们的心呢不会有执着？或许好像三主圣忏所讲的，不要那个挑这个挑那个来才能成大度大道哈。那我相信第一个第一步呢，就是要很清楚的可以看看自己究竟这个心里面呢是对什么东西是很执着的。那我还记得呢很久以前齁我美国呢终于都有一个那个火箭船可以到那个地球月球上面那个 Neil Armstrong 这个人呢，第一个人就是能够在那个月球上面漫步，我还记得在那个时候发生的事情，那全世界都知道这个事情。那有一个记者呢，就到新几内亚这个地方呢，去找那个当地的那个土族的那个领导人呢，问他。哎，我想问他，哎，你看到这个有这个人在那个月球上面漫步，这个这么伟大的事情，所以他请问他究竟对这个事情有什么想法？那这个人呢，他就听到有这样的事情呢，就那个躺在地上那个大笑，抱着肚子大笑，就说：“你看那个月亮这么小，好像这个只是一个好像我们的一个quarter这么小。”怎么可能有一个人可以在上面走路呢？他是觉得没有办法相信，所以呢，这个也是从他的角度来看，这个是事情，这个事实。
In listening to this story, we feel a certain cultural triumphalism. It is true that we all have Western history and the history of science to fall back on. We know about astronomy and physics and chemistry, and we have been bombarded. With media that showed every moment of the moon voyage. But the supposedly superior knowledge that we possess is rooted in the same world of illusion as the man from New Guinea. He may, in fact, know far more about his environment than we know about ours.
那当我们听到这个土族的人的反应呢，我们可能会觉得，哎呀，这个人这么无知啊，怎么会都不知道我们已经可以会到。你可能到月球，当然我们可以觉得我们有这个西方里面的历史啦，西方的科学文明可以让我们作证，我们有这些发现，有这些知识啊，我们有那个天文学啦，物理学啊，化学啊。这么还有那个媒体啊，都一直在报道我们去了月球啦，这件事实啦，这些对我们来讲都是事实，都是我们可以认知到的，可是这些我们认为是真正的事实，那个这些知识其实跟这个新几内亚这个人呢、啊。所看到的从他的角度来看的这个事实，这个月球就是没有可能这么小，人没可能在上面走路，这事实同样是同样的那个人类的那个新的假象来做出来的一样的。
So every sentient being east or west living in an industrialized or non-industrialized societyWhen they look at the world, the ordinary world that they see, as it says in Faith and Mind, what they really see is a dream, an illusion, a flower in the sky. How can they be worth grasping?
那其实有可能呢，这位新几内亚的人呢，对他自己的生活环境的了解呢，比我们呢在西方社会生活的人对我们环境的了解更深、更多哈。那所以呢就算是东方还是西方的众生在世已经所谓有那个工业发展的文明社会，或者是还没有工业化的社会里面当 我们看这个世界的时候呢，其实就是跟新心移民里面所讲的一样，就是我们看身边的所有的东西，其实就是好像跟那个梦，跟一个形象，幻象，跟一个幻象，好像或是跟在那个天空里面的花一样，我怎么可能会值得我们去执着他们呢？
It's interesting what we rely on. I mean, today is Sunday, right? But how do we know? Is there a sort of a seemingless something Sunday about the air? If I hold up my hand, does this feel like Sunday, or maybe it feels a little bit more like Tuesday over here, right? And little more, there's a little Wednesday-ness over here. It's interesting. We build our lives around concepts like this, but at base, there's really no way to confirm them.
那其实如果我们想一下，好像今天我们大家都知道今天是礼拜天，可是我们怎么知道今天是礼拜天呢？是不是今天是不是在空气里面有一些不一样，让我们知道？就感受一下，今天是礼拜天的空气，那礼拜二有礼拜二的空气的不一样的特质，然后礼拜三的空气有一点不一样了，不是？可是这样子，我们这样子思考一下，就知道我们把我们的生命生活就是怎么样造成一个结构出来，都是我们思考我们的思想的概念这样子所制造出来的。
So it's interesting how difficult it is to let go of certain ideas. So I still thought about my empiricist friend, and so I thought, you know, falling back into my argumentative mode, I thought that it would be interesting if I showed him how that some things that he believes unquestionably are perhaps not so certain, and some things that seem quite far-fetched may warrant a second look.
所以呢，其实我们也是还是可以要思考一下，为什么有一些我们觉得我们有一些很重要的观念呢？是我们觉得很难不执着它的，很难只是把它就是让它不要去抓住它的。那这样子我们也想，我再想到我那一位实证主义者的朋友，或许呢他一些他觉得是完全不会有任何怀疑的所谓事实的知识的东西呢，其实不是这么不是真正是完全没有问题的我们是有可以怀疑的空间的。或许也有一些东西我们是觉得完全没可能是会发生的我们或许也是可以愿意接受是有这个可能性，是这个是有这样子事情的。
So in terms of the things that we think we're sure of, we believe in who we are and where we live and the machines and devices around us and all of our friends and family and our own and collective history. Unfortunately, none of them are permanent. They have no abiding self nature. Some things may seem to persist, but that persistence is only relative and is ultimately doomed. If we practice a little, we come to see that it isn't the world outside us that is the problem, but it is our own actual sensing, perceiving, deciding, thinking, knowing mechanism that is greatly distorting and sometimes manufacturing what we believe to be the actual things and people around us.
那如果我们看我们自己的经验，自己的生命，我们看我们觉得自己绝对不会怀疑，我们觉得是绝对是真实的东西哈，我们就会说自己觉得绝对是真实的东西是什么？我心里面的想的东西啊，我这个自我啊，我身边的人物啊，我身边的家庭朋友， 我身边有所有的物质的东西，什么物质的文明，什么什么这些机器啊所用的东西啊，这些是我们对我们来讲，这些是真实无疑的东西，是我们不会怀疑的。我们会认为我们会有这样子的印象，那个想法印象呢，这些东西呢是有一个真实不变永恒的自信在里面。可是呢可是我们会如果我们修行的话，就会发现这些所有的东西其实都是没有一个永恒不变的自信在里面的，都是一直在根据因缘的因缘法在不断的在改变，没有一个永恒不变的自信在里面。而是呢我们也会发现呢问题不是在外面的世界，外面的人事物里面，而是在我们怎么样去感受，在看，在认知外在的世界，然后呢用自我中心的角度来把这个事件好像有点看了有一些错误的理解，把它看成是一个永恒不变的个体。
Now let's look at some of the things about which we may be highly skeptical. That to both practitioner and non-practitioner may seem the stuff of fantasy. There is rebirth and reincarnation, six realms of existence, pure lands, and the entire Buddhist cosmology of world systems, including Mount Sumeru. Now, we don't know what happened before we were born or what will happen after we die. Maybe there's something to rebirth. We simply don't know. The sutras say we die and are reborn every moment. Maybe we can experience this through meditation. The sutras matter-of-factly explain that at one point in deep concentration, one can routinely see past lives. It's not made to be much of a big deal. Mark Epstein in Thoughts Without a Thinker suggests that we experience different realms of existence according to the agitation or lack thereof in our own minds. This may open up other possibilities to us. And the whole universe has not really been mapped out. Sherfu, when talking about Mount Sumeru, says that it does not seem to be observable, but he says that he dare not deny its existence. And I'm not advocating anyone believe or disbelieve in any of these things. I'm just noting that, like, the things that we think are true, things that we think are untrue might be other than they seem.
那刚才我讲到一些我们觉得一定是真实无疑的东西哈，那或许不是一定是这样子的事一回事。那我们也现在也可以想一下，我们觉得可不可能是真的事情吧？那我们可以想想看或许有一些我们会有一些是修行的人或是不修行的人，会可能会对一些东西有怀疑的，好像或是觉得没可能发生，好像讲到来世轮回的事情，或是六度的众生或是净土或是佛法里面所讲的有这个须弥山这个地方哈，这些人看到有些人会看到这些佛法里面提到这些地方啊，或者这些观念啊，这些事实的话，可能会觉得这个没可能是真的嘛。那我们问，事实是我们不知道我们生在这一生之前发生什么事情，我们也不知道我们死了之后会怎么样啊。所以我们不知道，可是不排除有一个可能性是有来世这个事实的，我们不知道不代表它不存在。 那个经典里面有也有提到呢，我们是在每一刹那这一不断的在生死的，一刹那一刹那的在生死的，尤其是在我们在打坐的时候，可以很安静的时候呢，会可以感受到每一刹那的生死，或许这个也在经典里面也有讲到呢，在我们还在很深的定的时候呢，会常常会看到自己的过去的事，过去是是什么，是什么什么什么是什么的情况。那有一位人士 Mark Epstein， 他是一位心理学者心理学医生哈，他有写了一本书叫 Thought Without a Thinker， 就是有思想可是没有思考的人这本书哈，提到呢其实在我们的这一世里面的生命里面的过程里面呢，就已经感受到这个六度轮回，就是那个出生度啊，那个地狱啊，那个天堂啊，因为在我们的在很快乐或是很痛苦很贪毛的时候呢，就已经在感受到这个六度的不同的生命了。或许这个也是让我们用不同的方式来看来理解这个事情。那还有我们要知道，我们还没有完全的理解整个宇宙究竟是怎么一回事。那师父也有当他提到须弥山这个事情的时候，说我们还没有办法看到这个须弥山的这个地方，可是他不会说我们不认为它真正是这个地方真的不存在。所以呢好像我刚才讲的我们觉得很一定以为是真的东西，有可能不完全是那样一回事。那当我们有觉得绝对没可能是有这件事的时候，我们也或许可以容许有这个可能性是有这回事，因为我们还不是真正的可以知道所有可以知道的事情。
So we too as Buddhists may benefit by recognizing how we feel and what we know about such things as the Buddha himself, conditioned arising, dependent origination, impermanence, no self, the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, and enlightenment itself. And I understand there may be some people who are new to Buddhism here, but I'm just actually throwing out what could be buzzwords, so that one... has to make sure that they really aren't buzzwords, especially as you continue to practice. Just saying that we should be clear on a lot of these concepts. That's simply yeah.
那在这里呢，有一些可能有一些人不是很清楚或者很熟悉一些佛法里面的观念啊，好像那个四圣谛啊，因缘法啊，因果观啊，无我啊，无常啊，这些观念呢其实呢都是在佛法里面很重要的观念，是也真正是有需要呢去找一个正确，对这些观念是有一个正确的理解的。
So there may be some merit in these arguments and approaches to give someone an opportunity to question their accustomed modes of thinking. But once again, this is just playing with ideas. It doesn't seem to be indicative of true faith or practice.
那当然有一些人呢怎么样去看这些观念呢，就是把他们当成一些知识来讨论，来辩论，来学习 当然呢，这些人是用他们平常怎么样去学习东西的方式来对待这一些观念，这些知识可是呢，这些不是真正的修行，也不是真正的怎么样去可以通过修行来升起真正的对佛法的信心的方式。
So, as it says in Faith and Mind, be off by here and you are as far apart as heaven and earth. So the Buddha said that practice is good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good at the end. So how do we start, stay on it, and not be off by a hair? The antidote to the wandering mind, the preoccupation with concepts and argumentation is true faith and practice. But you can't just embark on this type of journey on a whim.
那好像心心明里面有讲到，那只是如果我们只是在在那个修道上面呢，只是走在正道里面错了一点点离尺那个毛发这个这么一点点呢，那就是跟天与地这么远，所以这是那个意思是说那个在那个正之间里面，如果是有一点点差有点错的之间的，那么对我们的修行已经会有很大的影响了。那佛陀也有讲，这个修行呢，看开始的时候是好的，在我们修行中间也是好的，那修行最后结果也是好的。可是呢，我们怎么样可以真正只是开始修行，然后一直的不会放弃在修行的道路上面在走，然后也不会走错路，不会边走偏那个路呢？
Okay, well, I actually have a whole bunch of quotes which talk about the importance of faith and how good it is, but I'm going to skip them because of time. And so, I mean, I think everyone can understand that. So just going a little bit further in the refining of where faith can lead, I just said that talking about faith is well and good. It sounds like a fine thing, but it doesn't sound like something you can pick up from the local supermarket.
那我们呢还要搞清楚呢，在这个修行的道路上面呢，我们是要知道这个修行呢是要用我们的生命放进去这个修行里面，而不是随便也喜欢就修行，不喜欢就不修行，不是这样子的一回事的。那我也是希望可以提醒大家一下呢，这个修行还有这个在修行的道路上面升起这个信心呢，不是说随便不是一个很随便的事情，是要把自己的心放进里面的。
So, where does faith come from? How can it be awakened? Well, there is this famous text, The Awakening of Faith, from the 5th century AD approximately. It's a very complex text dealing with many issues, but the most central is in the title, The Awakening of Faith. And I'm just going to deal very briefly with the most profound method that is mentioned in the text. So, go ahead. You wanna,
yeah. 那我们怎么样可以升起这个信心呢，来帮助我们修行呢？或许我可以引用大乘起信论里面的一段文字来帮助我们。那其实大乘起信论最重要的那个观念就是在这本书的那个题目上面呢，那个就是怎么样提醒来把我们的信心叫醒来。
So it is explained that within samsara, your ordinary life, you can get a sense, a true sense of the absolute, of enlightenment. This can begin with an insight into suffering, and it is a sense that can grow and increase one's conviction and commitment. It is called the permeation of suchness. It's sort of a complex term, but it's a concept that samsara is perfumed or permeated with intimations of the absolute or true mind. It's like Sherfu once said that everything that you experience, everything that you see, hear, taste, touch, smell, speaks the Dharma.
那在这段文字里面呢, where is it?
Where's what?
The thing that you read from.
在这段文字里面呢，其实讲到呢，在修行里面，最重要的就是怎么样可以了解苦这个事实，还有怎么可以了解呢？我们有这个真实的佛心，就是在我们的日常生活里面。 可以真正的直接的感受到，在我们生活里面，是在生活在这个生死轮回的事实里面，可是我们可以用我们的五官，直接的感受到这个生活里面的事实，然后从里面呢，可以感受到每一所有事实都是。 不断的生灭的这个事实，就是我们的生死轮回的这个事实，也可以从中里面呢感受到苦这个事实。那我们在不断的在感受在彻觉，我们生命里面每一刻就是其实这一个永恒不断的生灭的一个事实。
So this sense, this intimation of enlightenment, of the absolute, can come in any way. For me, it was once seeing an old woman do a prostration in front of a reclining Buddha in Burma. It may come as a flash of insight from the sports activity or from reading a book, from hearing a sutra, and though not fully understanding it, having a sense that there is something meaningful, something important, anything which may indicate to you that your normal mode of awareness and thinking has been abrogated, and that things are not in their usual mode.
看到缅甸，看到一个老人家在礼佛，你那个卧佛，或是有时候是在看那个运动会啊，或是其他的我们日常里面做的什么生活里面的细节的时候，只是我们可以很细心的去用心去感受当时那个刹那在发生的什么事情的时候，我们就会可以感受到。 真正的生命，真正的实体是怎么一回事？会发现是跟我们平常用我们平常生活里面那一种思考的模式是不一样的。然后我们会真的用心可以感受到这个我们的生命是有它自己的一个特别的意义在里面的。
Just to finish fairly briefly, just in this permeation of suchness, there's two other parts to mention very briefly, which is, it's called the permeation of influence. That is that teachers, friends, and even enemies can help you on the path, and of course there's the what they call general permeation of influence, which is actually the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas themselves helping us on our way. Friends are important, yeah.
Okay.
Friends, enemies. everyone.
Okay. 那还有呢，在这段文字里面也讲到呢，其他人的影响对我们的影响是很重要的，不只是朋友，还有对我们的像敌人，或是对我不喜欢我们的人都是他们对我们的影响都是对我们很有的修行是很有益处很有用的。
So, at the end of Faith and Mind, Shirfu describes that at the point of enlightenment, that the mind of faith and the mind of realization become one, that there is no longer a need for faith because one has arrived at the absolute.
那在《清心明》这本书最后的时候呢，师父有提到到修行的道路最后的时候呢，这个信心跟这个悟心呢是一样的，因为到那个时候呢，不需要再提起信心来修行来悟道了，因为那个时候两者是不二的。
So briefly, some of the things I went over in the talk were problems of being invested in ego, being filled with buzzwords, masquerading as spreading the Dharma. That's my discussion with my empirical friend, and mistaking concepts for actual spiritual accomplishment. That would be the king and his head, and my son and the candy bar. So ultimately, what I suggest is a personal honesty, a utilization of the vast resources of Buddha Dharma, Buddha's teachers, sutras, friends, and a firm understanding, belief, and faith that there is a way out. And finally, as Dogen said, the miraculous power of the Tathagata, the Buddha, his power of compassion and his eternal love, all take firm hold of the mind and make us believe and understand.
那我希望那个做一个简单的结语，就是今天讲到那个就是我们的自我就自我自大的，也是有时候这个自我自大的问题，想着自己相信自己知道的东西是对的还有呢还有对这些佛法里面的观念呢，把它当成一些有趣的东西，只是来那个思考来想来讨论辩论的一个游戏这个好像我跟我的那个实证主义者的那个朋友呢那个经验让我看到我有这样子的问题还有就是我们个人对佛法的理解跟自己实际的行为的问题，就是讲到我跟我的那个看到那个伟大的国王，还有我要跟我给我儿子我的那个糖果一块糖果的故事这些对这些事情的反思，那我是希望可以用那个道远禅师的一句话来结语，就是那个如来的慈悲呢是可以让我们的心帮助我们的心呢来升起信心也可以帮助我们的对佛法有真正的知见可了解的。
Okay, well, thank you very much.
谢谢。